Hi, and welcome to More Than Friends, a podcast about the lives of women who love other women. In this episode, I'm joined by the lovely Ariane and Angie, who both share a passion for mental health and activism. Over the course of their seven-year relationship, they've built their own rainbow family and helped countless people through their work in the caring profession. Throughout our conversation, we talk about the power our queerness holds in making us more sensitive, empathetic, and in tune with ourselves and others. Happy listening. Hi, Angie, Ariane. It's so nice to have you here. You're a little bit excited, a little bit nervous.
Yes, a bit anxious and nervous, but I'm really happy to be here.
Because this is your first podcast, right?
Yes.
Is this your first, Angie? Or you've been on radio before, probably?
Radio and TV, but podcast, yes. And I'm feeling like amazing.
And I'm really glad that you guys came, because this actually all started. We were at the Women's Space event in September, and our friend Krista was telling you guys about the podcast. And Angie was like, we have to do this.
Yes, really, really straight away.
And it's interesting because with these events, there are so few events that we can go to as women in a safe space where we can meet other women who are like us and feel like we're part of the community.
It's true. I mean, I think Women's Space is the only yearly event where, like, you know, it's safe enough. It's safe for us women to be there, participate, enjoy it, relax. It has changed because it wasn't like that before we had more spaces. But yeah, now we're lacking. In fact, I mean, some few days ago,
yes,
we're talking to this friend of ours. Her sister is it's your story, yeah.
Oh, her sister is gay and she's from Sweden. And she said sort of she's coming over to Malta. Where can you take her out? And we said, sure, we'll take her out. We said, but there isn't really anywhere to go specifically, you know, for gay people. So, and she found it very strange. And we were also reflecting on how actually there aren't places, you know, to go to.
And it's really funny because we have such high ratings in the LGBTQ index, whatever, of laws and everything. And then it feels like we don't really have a safe space. There is something that my friends at Peach are doing. They're doing this event on the 19th of November for girls by girls. And it's a bit different than Women's Space would be, per esempio. But it's basically, because it's a party. Women's Space is like an event. This is a party for people who just want to dance and feel like they can be in a safe space without having any creepiness around.
Yes.
So that's really interesting that you guys are saying this, because it keeps coming up in a lot of the podcasts and generally in conversation where it's like, where do we go?
How do we
meet other people, and how do we get to know the community without it being political and just it being fun?
True.
And even to be, I always feel like we're missing a cafe.
Yes.
Just because it doesn't have to be something related to alcohol. What if you don't like parties? What if you don't like alcohol?
Yeah, an evening thing, or, you know, where there's no hangout place.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, this podcast.
We're creating a community of our own, hopefully.
Exactly.
Speaking of meeting up and meeting other women, how did you guys meet?
So it was 18th December 2014.
And you remember it with the date.
Yes, totally, totally. Look, I'm 47, and this is my second relationship. With a woman and a relationship. I never had a relationship because I was never into relationships, into the commitment of a relationship, because I always felt that love was too massive, big and huge to just share it with one person, until I met her. I mean, and the day we met, that's why it's still like, you know, min uxa f'qalbi, like, uwa wahda min dawk il-momenti ma tinsaqat. Alish, it was love at first sight. And taf kif meta tqod tisma' n-nies jitkellmu fuq l-imħabba u kif tiġri u ma tiġrix u tajt ħamela karamelli, you know. But it was love at first sight. So it was 18th December 2014.
Yes.
And I was out with my colleagues from work, because it was Christmas time. I was out with her colleagues from work. We happened to be in the same place, but obviously separate groups. This was a karaoke bar. All of a sudden, I see this woman walking in, like, she had, like, you know, has very particular eyes. And when I saw her walking in, it was like seconds from the door to where we were sitting. And she walked towards our group because she was friends with Elaine, who was a very good friend of mine, my closest friend. They kissed. And when she kissed, boom, boom, she looked at me. And there was a moment where I is there. That moment when she's kissing Elaine, you know, hi. And we looked at each other. And I felt like, oh my God, you know, that feeling. I mean, you have to experience it to understand, because it's like a mix of this so-called butterflies, but like very colorful, very, very joyful.
And was that the first time you felt it?
Yes.
So you were 40, well, this was, you're 47 now, so this yes. was how old were you?
39. I was 39.
Wow.
And that means that 47,
almost 8 years. 8 years, yeah.
Yes, it was the first time. But no matter when it happens, it's so beautiful that you experience it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the experience, it's allowing to feel
yes.
this massive, yes, big, yes, huge yes. feeling, you know? Yes. And that was that. I left, I never heard her voice, nothing.
Yes.
Your bit.
Well, my bit was that, yes, I remember that night really clearly. And I went up to Elaine, yes, to say hi to her. And I had heard of Angie before. I had heard of her, but I never met her. So when I looked at her, in my head, I said, that's Angie. And I just remember just knowing who she is. But it was so quick. And I remember I just left. At that time in my life, I was single at the moment. But I there were so many things going on that I wasn't really looking for anything at that point in time. So that was it. That was December, and time passed. And then it's your bit now.
Then I think it was April.
Yes.
I never stopped thinking about her. And the period between meeting R and April was very rough and tough. I was coming out of another relationship that proved to be very difficult. It was my very first relationship, as I said before, with a woman. So it was rough. It was rough and tough. But what is amazing is that, you know, you'd have these moments when you're feeling really bad, and all of a sudden I remember those eyes, like, you know, and toss al bektim talabil fair. Hallelujah, you know, seriously. And in April, I was talking to Elaine, and I said, like, Madolf, I haven't stopped thinking about that girl. And she said, like, you know what, hanam lilkom blind date. And I was like, no, I'm not into these things. If I want to meet that girl, I'll meet her. So I had no clue what her name is, what her surname, nothing. So I started looking online on my friend's accounts. Maybe I spot her. And I find this person that looked like her. So I decided to send her a friend request in one of the social media platforms. And I did. She accepted my friend and became friends on social media. But that was that. There was no communication until the 23rd of May. Because, again, 23rd of May is a very special day for me, now for us as a family. Because on the 23rd of May, 1998, I gave birth to my son, Beppe, and it's his birthday. So on the 23rd of May, I receive a notification stating that it's Ariane's birthday.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, how can it be? So this is the girl from the Tam. She celebrates her birthday on the same day when my son was born. And I felt like, oh my God, this is it. You know? So I sent her a happy birthday.
It was fate for you in your mind.
Yes. I felt like this is it. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I have to get in touch with this person. Happy birthday message. I replied within 2 days.
2 days later. Typical me. Well, not purposefully, but I'm a delayed person when it comes to replying. So I remember looking at it and thinking, okay, now I'm going to reply to my messages. And I said, Angie. And I found it, like, because I had spent so long. I mean, there was no contact, no speaking. And suddenly I see this message and I'm like, how nice, you know? And we started chatting. And I always remember this, I always get this memory of me being so excited to chat with Tanji. When I'm the type of person who I don't like social media, I don't like these, you know, I would prefer not to chat and so on. So the fact that I was, something was drawing me in, you know, we really hit it off. I mean, we started speaking about really deep things straight away, and we just didn't stop. So at this point, we were literally just, you know, messaging and getting to know each other, until then we finally met in person.
Yes, properly. That was another special day. Can we go there quickly?
Yes, go ahead.
So it was August of the same year.
I think it was May.
I don't remember.
It was May for sure.
So Festa Palace.
It was a few days after we started messaging.
Okay, so it was May. I worked back then. I was working with Her Excellency Maria Luisa Colero Preca, was president of Malta. I still work with her, but in this context, you know, she was still president. So, and we had an open weekend, a festa at San Anton Palace. And I invited her to Festa Palat there because I was participating in this whole festa and with an artist. And this guy is called Mr. Portelli, really nice man, really great artist. So on that specific Festa Palat, my role was to be with Mr. Portelli. We created an activity where we were painting together. People were joining us. So I was committed. But I invited her. And I said, look, there is this Festa Palat. Would you like to join us?
Yes. And then we spent, that was the first time we met. You know, properly spend evening together, obviously in a work context. And then the night came, and we always describe this was our first date, you know, and our first date ended up in a trip to Mount Carmel, basically.
It started at the President's Palace.
Yes, it started there. There was the whole event, the night paused, and when it was time to go home.
That sealed. It's like, you know, it was the...
I think we're mentioning this because, yes, it really was a running theme. Because, I mean, mental health, again, I worked in the mental health field for many years. You know, Angie's also very close to mental health. So it felt almost like, you know, it started off a theme for us, mm-hmm. you know, that this is who we are. This is what we do.
Start as you intend to continue. And the process, the journey, you know, helped us start.
Yes.
And we're still at it because this is a very big part of who we are.
And I think that it's really fascinating that you both work in the care profession.
Yes.
And that it's very evident that it's who you are as people, you know. Some people, their character really matches what they do. And I really see that with both of you. How do you feel that being queer influences your work? Arya, do you want to start?
Yes. I mean, I'm a psychotherapist by profession, and I'm also a music practitioner, working with children with disabilities. So for me, I think, for me, it's a lot about being authentic. That's how I see it, reflecting mm-hmm. in my work, in the sense that, you know, being gay, being queer, you're part of a minority, mm-hmm. you know?
It builds up a sensitivity.
It does. I mean, when you live... you know, your life and you are part of a minority, you start to notice things differently. You start mm-hmm. to become aware of the way, you know, people are treated and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Even your own process. I mean, my own process of the struggles I've been through
mm-hmm.
Along the way. So, I mean, and I was always geared towards the caring profession. It's always something I wanted to do. However, I definitely find that it supported me in being authentic with myself. And to support others to be their authentic selves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, you know, I spent years in therapy myself. And as a therapist, I also continue going to therapy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lifelong journey. But even that makes you sort of really reflect on who you are as a person, who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to also, you know, when I am in the role, I really sort of believe that if I'm authentic, if I am not hiding parts of myself and I can be fully who I am, then perhaps I can open up the space for others to be their true selves.
Yes.
I mean, this is a journey, you know, it's a journey of self-discovery. And most people come to therapy to find themselves, to understand themselves more.
I think it's something that I kind of admit to. There's nothing to admit, but I always tell people, you know, like I went to therapy and I still go to therapy. And I think it's very important that people do engage with that side of themselves. And I spent a number of years going to my therapist and just being like, how do I come out to my parents? I don't know how to do it, you know? And how do I come out to myself? And, you know, what's going on in my head? And I'm not, you know, there's so much to try and make sense of. So I think that the fact that as a psychotherapist, you can provide that safe space for someone. You meet people who are just like, no, what do you mean go to a therapist? Yeah. No, but I don't need to go to a counselor. And it's like, everybody needs this on some level. And if you are trying to come to terms with your sexuality, then speaking to people and trying to understand why maybe it's difficult for you to come to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can obviously say more about this.
Yeah, so like I agree with you that everyone needs some form of therapy and that at some point in their life. It's not because, and I think there's still a stigma around mm-hmm. therapy. It's not
That's
about.
That's what I'm trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, exactly. There's still the stigma that something must be terribly wrong with you to go to therapy, or you need to be very unwell, which is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the younger generation, I'm noticing, are more aware of that. I'm getting many more younger clients coming. Again, not necessarily about sexuality, you know, because mm-hmm. I mean, I work with a lot of different types, you know, and mental health and so on. But it's that safe space. Yes, it's a safe mm-hmm. space where through therapy you can find out who you are, mm-hmm. you know, and explore yourself and be more aware. I think awareness is really key.
Yes,
you know, to getting to know yourself. So, I think this is what helped me on my journey. Just being a minority, sort of, I sense that. You know, I went through my own struggles. And it does make you more sensitive. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate that I can be more sensitive or more empathic
mm-hmm.
Through my own experiences, through experiences of others. So yes, I think this is how it reflects in my work. And I think my yes, yeah. And
she has to be more sensitive because I mean, Ara and I are very different.
Yes, completely.
You know,
different.
But what we share, and this is very important. I mean, we share the same values.
Yes.
Il-valur tal-familja, you know, of what most importance. Ġifieri aħna fejn toqgħod il-familja ma joqgħod ħadd. U dawn huma l-valuri li jaqduna. But we're very different. And we celebrate our differences,
yes.
you know, through our third, because R and G, but then we create a third.
And the third is the relationship.
Exactly, yes, and the third is the relationship. Imma biex inkompli ma dak li kontu qed tgħidu fuq therapy, jiena f'ħajti qatt ma investejt f'xejn. Imma f'ħajti dejjem investejt fit-terapija. Jiena 47, I've been in therapy since I was 19 years of age. U dejjem ngħid u ngħid il-kulħadd, you know, dak kien l-isbaħ u l-iktar investiment importanti li qatt għamilt għalija nnifsi. U mhux għalik innifsek biss, because and you were talking about stigma.
Yes.
The stigma, you know, people think that you must be a very weak person. Lit more therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, yes. reflection of weakness.
Yes.
And it's, which is not the case.
You're not strong enough to deal with your own stuff.
Bish, more therapy, you have to be strong. Ash is such a tal, haya, il haya. Dem talimna, you know. We're bombarded with focus from here outwards. Min awlem. Soċietal, ħajja, ma talmekx look inside. Ġifiri, look inside, find your strength. And this is what therapy does. A therapist, you know, jiena kien nara, minix therapist, although I did the first 2 years fil-gestalt, psychotherapist, għamiltu malija pala anka biex jgħinuni fix-xogħol li kont qed nagħmel back then. Ġifiri, you know, and this is what the therapist does. Mirrors, what you're saying is bouncing back, you know, and that's the beauty. Jim, atma mort għant lebda terapista, u mort għal soluzzjoni, you know, therapist has a solution, you know what I mean? Imma, ħata dik min proċess fejn, ħati femni l-ek nifsek, accept yourself, and find yourself, and realize that you're whole,
yes.
you know? Soċieta tħobbok għax inti għalbek tajba, tħobbok dik il-bicċa, u di rest, no. You know, all udin li tamilek terapija. You know, people, different contexts, appreciate different parts of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But then therapy helps you understand that, like,
the whole.
Jina dar, jina xol, jina miak, jina lem, jina law. It's the same me.
Yes.
I'm whole.
To embrace you know? Your whole, exactly.
Uh-huh.
You know, to be able to embrace. No, it's true. Because I think for all of us, we all say, I'm this or I'm that. Like, I can say I'm a gay person, but it's not all of me. I have
yes.
so many other aspects, but
yes.
I can embrace all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I'm R, you know, this
mm-hmm.
is me.
Inti saqsitni xi ħaġa, I want to go to it because for me it's so important what you asked before, what you asked us both.
Yes, about. On the flip side, you work closer to, I think, social work as a, your role is not so much therapy, but rather in dealing with social cases.
The caring profession.
Yes.
Ul asnajdila l-professjoni tiegħi, ħajti.
Yeah.
Ġifieri jiena, mela, ħanibdew mill-bidu. 47 years. U dejjem ħdimt fil-qasam ta' caring profession u jiena hekk minn natura tiegħi I'm an activist. Jiena ma niflaħx nara l-inġustizzji, ma niflaħx nara nies ibatu. Imma nies it-tbatija li tiġi kkawżata minn, for example, politika żbaljata. You know, deċiżjonijiet żbaljati. You know, in 47 years dejjem ikun hemm temi differenti fuq xi xi tiġġieled. Issa l-attiviżmu tiegħi mhux dejjem ikun quddiem net, ħafna attiviżmu jsir fil-background fejn ħadd ma jarah. Ma nistax ngħid li hu inqas minn, you know, marching, protesting, shouting, screaming. U anka kif bdejt nisma' l-art titkellem, you know, very contained and very soft. Jiena mhux ġifieri anka l-attiviżmu tagħna huwa differenti. Ġifieri għamilt many beautiful years, per eżempju naħdem with unaccompanied children arriving in Malta on boats. Għamilta for many years. Kont naħdem fiċ-ċentri ta' detenzjoni. Li ma kenux postijiet faċli għal ħadd kemm għal asylum seekers, għal migrants, u anke għal min kien jaħdem hemm. Per jiena il-ġurnata tiegħi kont inqatta' ħafna ħin fiċ-ċentru ta' detenzjoni. U hemmhekk being a lesbian, kif kienet qed tispjegar, you know, being part of a minority, tagħmlek in touch with ħafna affarijiet li in-nies l-oħrajn ma jarawhomx with their naked eyes, you know, aħna nkunu fejn nkunu għalhekk għadlek laqas se jaħlu l-professjoni tiegħi l-ħajja tagħna. Ġifieri ma ninsaqat storja ta' in an accompanied child that arrived in Malta on the same day that the child arrived in Malta, jien mort niltaqa' miegħu, dat tifel preżenta ruħu as a boy. Imma kif rajtu kont naf dan dat tifel huwa trans, you know, ġifieri qas kien hemm diskussjoni kien tifel dil-persuna li preżenta ruħu as a boy mis-Somalia, ġifieri aħna nafu li hemm ċertu kulturi pajjiżi li LGBT hija mhijiex aċċettata f'dal pajjiżi, it is. U jiena dan il-persuna għatlu tomorrow, għax jiena x-xogħol tiegħi kien niltaqa' ma' dan l-unaccompanied children with the team, nagħmluhom speċi ta' intervista, we get to know them, and if we confirm that the person is underage, il-persuna joħroġ within 48 to 72 hours mid detention. So kemm isir il-paperwork. Imma dal-każ tant kien specific, like, you know, a trans, no child should be in detention, no person should be in detention. But meta għandek a trans child in detention, hemmhekk hemm worry ħafna kbar. Jiena dan laqas kellimna fuq sesswalità tal-persuna, imma jiena dejjem it-tim tiegħi kont ngħidlu. Jekk għandek dubju, id-dubju jmur dejjem favur il-persuna li għandek qudiemek. Mhux kontra s-servizzi, mhux kontra l-politika ta' ministeru li inti qed tirrappreżenta. Your loyalty is towards that child, not anything else, you know? U jiena I prefer li jekk I'm going wrong, dan joħroġ, he's underage, you know, qed nagħmel enfasi fuq is-sesswalità tal-persuna. Għatlu within 24 hours tomorrow I'll come at this time with the paperwork ready biex inti toħroġ minnha. Għatlu please promise me that you're going to be safe. Contain yourself and be safe. Nitlaq ġiri għall-office nagħmel il-paperwork hemmhekk hemm issue of a care order fejn tiffirmalek il-Ministru, ti tkun ċert il-Ministru qiegħed preżenta jiffirmalek, you know, premura għaddiet il-ministru, like, you know, firma l-care order, next day, imur detention, u najt għattilom, like, you know, il-persuna, l-lum għadda jisima, għabdi, għattilom, I came here for Farah, mux meta ġi Malta Farah kien jismu. Niftakar hekk from detention wa post fejn inisumu maqfulin wara kanċell, you know, horrible place. U niftakar naj Farah, come, it's Angie. U nara dal-persuna ġejjek, like, crying, wearing a yellow t-shirt and a black pair of shorts with flip-flops. Atlu, Farah, get all your stuff. Ali, I don't have anything, this is what I have. You know, u tlaqna l-barra. Illum, Farah, abdi, ija advocate for trans. She's an international, you know, name. Taħdem ħafna with United Nations, so I was one of the first people li ent il-abdi on her journey to Europe. Meta għadda żmien u bdejt niltaqa' magħha, you know, u bdejt transition, u spjegat li din waqt il-journey ma setax tkun she had to present herself as a boy because of what might have would have happened to her along the way. You know, illum hija
she's an activist.
Activist big time, yeah. Big time for
and you opened the door for that because you could see
yes
that there was something else to the
yes,
case.
Yes. Totally. Ġifieri hekk kien hemm ħafna minn dawn l-episodi. Illum fi xogħol tiegħi jiena għadni naħdem mal-eċċellenza tagħha, Mary Louise Calero Preca. Naħdem fil-Malta Foundation for the Wellbeing of Society u ħafna mill-xogħol tiegħi f'din l-area qiegħed għandna dan in-network, it's called the Rainbow Families Network, li huwa network verament sabiħ ilu jiffunzjona kienet għadha president meta bdiet dan ix-xogħol. It's in collaboration with MGRM. U x-xogħol tiegħi huwa li flimkien mal-kollegi tiegħi immexxu dan in-network fejn dan network huwa mqassam family, same-sex parents, tfal ta' same-sex parents, għandna families of trans children u għandna l-grupp ta' trans children ukoll. You know, so it's a very beautiful safe space għall-familji tagħna. Imma x-xogħol, you know, hemm ħafna xogħol isir fil-background.
Keeping on the theme of rainbow families, you guys are a rainbow family.
Yes, we are. In fact, yes, we form part of the network ourselves, even though Angie is also part of, you know, the one running it. We do.
We have a beautiful family. Ek u tinsir, this is a podcast, ġifieri ħajħorġ hemm barra. U nħossni li today, pala Angie, I'm coming out to... once again, yes. You know what I mean?
It never and stops.
It doesn't stop.
Yes, it doesn't stop, you know? You know, and dinis fil-familja tiegħi li kieku kelli issaqsini, you're coming out. And like, I never really came out because I was never in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mhux qed ngħidlek li, forsi jiena qatt ma ħassejt il-bżonn that I come out because it was hard for me to accept myself. And this is my li nixtaqt ngħid. Li nixtieq ngħid hija biex min qed jismana, in-nies ara, jiena if there's anything I vera tweġġani huwa l-entitlement, the sense of entitlement li n-nies iħossom, iħossu li għandhom. So pereżempju, mhux l-ewwel darba mhux naf li ħadd kompli tiġri and we keep fighting it għall-inqas jien, hija meta niltaqgħu man-nies ma jafunix u nsemmi t-tifel. Jiena il-familja tagħna hija għarri jien. Għanna tifel, għandu 24 years, his name is Beppe, a very healthy young chap. Kellna two dogs, yeah. Now one of our dog Tino passed away, manna lil-momo. He's a big, huge dog, ma, you know, big dogs, big love.
Yeah, yes.
That's our family, immediate family.
Yes.
Ma li nishtaqt night ija, li nishtiqna mila ċara, li, per esempio, għatma kont mizzewġa, people, meta kif meta najt nsemmu t-tifel, Beppe, 24, ġifri falla zwiċ, għalek edha, you know, f'di relazzjoni, like, oh, no, wow. Seriously, people ask that, like, so were you married before to a man? Like, no, if I'm a lesbian today, I was a lesbian back then, you know?
Yeah.
And no, I was never married to a man, so.
Yes, there's a lot of assumptions happening, God. I think.
But I think it's very interesting what you just said, how there aren't books in schools showing different types of families. And mm-hmm. that is the reality for a lot of people. They are exposed to what we learned as the nuclear family, yes. man, woman, child, two children or whatever. And that's what they're used to. And when people see something that's different, it's confounding. It's confusing.
And it feels like they want to know and they want to put it in a box somehow. And when
there's
no box. When it doesn't fit in a box, it's confusing. And mm-hmm. we do try to explain. I think we really try to sort of through our own story explain things and explain. I think educate as well in the sense where true. If people don't know, we're showing
the
them.
The educational bit is our thing. That's not my line of educating people because I'm tired.
It's very tiring.
It's tiring. So I end up arguing and fighting with people,
it
you know.
It is, but...
It is tiring
because we don't need to, that's why it changes from explain to educate, because we don't need to explain ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it does feel like you constantly have to say who we are, that yes, we're a couple, and that yes, there's a, you know, an age gap, and that yes, because there's so many things.
There's a lot of like stages of coming out for you.
A lot of layers, you know.
Ġifieri minn anti supermarket to being out socializing. Ġifieri kellna particular supermarket konna nagħmlu shopping minn għandu, ma bqajniex nagħmlu shopping minn għandu for the simple reason li, you know, n-nies li kienu jaħdmu f'dal post. You know, din oħra, per eżempju, there's an age gap.
Yes.
You know, 14 years. I'm 47.
And
are,
I'm 33.
Yeah. You know, jien qatt ma ħassejt. Because, aħna vera, u ngħidu għadin, age is just a number.
We don't feel it between us.
Until I met R, age was just a number. I met R, I was 39, mux kelli 20, you know. Mm-hmm. But age was literally a number until I met R. Għaxum bat in-nies, you know, jibdew il-kommenti, you know, anka minn aħna, you know, there are times when people think she's my daughter.
Yes. And that's very disturbing for us, yes.
You know, you think of what comes next, you know. Di li kulħadd entitled biex jgħaddi l-ġudikament tiegħu.
Again, because they need to put it in a box.
Their interpretation.
So they wouldn't just think, oh, they might be a couple. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, they just might be friends. It's like people need to know. And or I don't go around, you know, trying to decide who's who when I look at people. Yes. But for some reason, I mean, unfortunately, we've had to face it quite a lot where people look at us and sort of, make these comments because of the age. When otherwise, if no one was doing that, we wouldn't even be bothered ourselves. We're just going about our lives, you know. But it's interesting. It's
So I started feeling my age when I met you.
Okay, that's amazing.
No. Feeling my age, thinking more about my age.
Almost like it's being pointed out more.
Exactly. It's because people, like, you know, maybe
I've noticed this a lot in the community that most female couples, at least, there is an age gap.
Yes,
not a small one, quite a significant one. So I think that it's when you consider.
Do you think this is about? It's true because I do know others. Yes, there is.
It reflects the different times we lived. As I said, you know, in the community, age 20, but being part of the community and telling everyone around me, no, I'm straight. Mm. You know, I had even within the community, you know. Because it was hard for me to accept myself. And I'm surrounded, you feel, back then we had gay bars. You know, we had this famous Nikki Sansona. She was the owner of many different bars. You feel, safe spaces, huh? And beautiful spaces for both men and women. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. The community can attack very... Kienet a real community, you know? Imma jien still, within that community, kont naqt najt, li li nifsi win nista madwar, I'm straight, but I want to be part of the community. Knowing deep down inside that I'm not. But it was so terrifying, even within the community, only a few people knew the real me. Għax kont nibza, I mean, I had my brothers, we're four of us. Ġifieri my older brother kont ngħid ma, what if he finds out? Mm-hmm. What if my other brother finds out? What if my mom finds out? What if my dad finds out? I'll break their heart. I'm the only girl in the family. Oh, how many I'm in lesbian, you know, and my cousins and everyone, pala papa papam, you know, and ġifieri it was coming, not accepting myself, kind of very big price to pay, you know, to protect others at my expense. Mm-hmm. Iveri, jina t-nitkellem, ma konċ wahdi, ja? Ma konċ wahdi. Jina għat nitkellem f-epoka ta' bżibu kelli dan ħabib tiegħi, a gay man, who had this very similar experience that he was terrified of his family finding out. So, and we used to, more of nifrequentaw this as gay bar, so we were boyfriend and girlfriend to one another.
Yes.
You know, I was his girlfriend, jekk jiġi xi ħadd li jista' u he was my boyfriend, jekk jiġi xi ħadd li jista' jwassal familja tiegħu li raw ġo gay bar.
Yeah.
You know, and it was jekk sweet. And if I may, kien hemm moment fejn kellna a family do. And I mean, I told my mom I have a boyfriend, you know, and everything. But did consider that she was in a family gathering. Jip el boyfriend. Ozan dan persona da shei feminat. So uatlu isma. We have a family do. You're coming as my boyfriend. I have 3 brothers. Ana fit darti ay matrabenish with stereotypes. You know, jifiri. Shopping kien jagħmlu daddy, cooking kien jagħmlu daddy, you know, kien hemm ħafna affarijiet li f'typical conservative family ma kinux jeżistu. Uħuti konna jiena short hair, my brother's long hair, per eżempju. U għatlu isma, I have 3 brothers. Like, no flirting, you're there as my boyfriend. U daġil dal family party u kif ralħu tibdew, you know, my brothers are very relaxed, they were always very relaxed with it, with the whole thing. So, you know, joking, u dan, so my party was over. We went out, afterwards I came home and I find my mom waiting for me. Oh, and I was, oh God, Atli, Jara, Atli, Ismani, I need to have a word with you. Atli, I'm really worried. Atli, I don't think your boyfriend u interessat fik. Atli, boyfriend u iktar interessat futek, like, you know, and I was like, my mom is a shark.
She found
like, you know, ġifiri, but still, it għax nħossok tajdli, għet jissemmi mish conservative family, jina nasib kienet iktar dejjem il-biża tiegħi. Il-biża tiegħi that I'm going to ħanweġġaħhom, mhux ħajfmu, mhux ħajaċċettawni. Fil-fatt, at age 35, iddeċidejt li nixtru d-dar tagħna. U għat, that's it. Now, I want to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tkellimt maħuti. With the boys. U għattilom ismawni, jina għatma kont relazzjon imma. Jek għankum relazzjoni, ma mara ħatkun. And my brother's like, yes, and? And that was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Kienet ek, għalija, sick, you know? Like, what's new when we know?
I think it's really upsetting when you realize that everybody else
around
knew.
You.
And you had such a hard time with it. And you're like, you guys all knew, like...
I could have done this earlier. Yeah, like,
exactly.
In your case, you would have done it much earlier.
So? Yes. And so, you know, nista leta tiegħi, jew settled, you know, ma nemmix l-bletata, because love is love.
Mm-hmm.
And love...
Yes, but I think what's relevant is that you did come from a different era where
yes.
there was much more fear, I would say.
Totally.
Don't know. I mean, it wasn't
totally.
as open, perhaps, back then.
Totally.
No, definitely. I think things have changed a lot very recently and it's not going to change at the same rate for everyone, because part of the inspiration for this podcast was that I was encountering young people who were struggling, and I said... Said Lalu, you guys are struggling. You have so much more than I had, and so much more than anyone who's older than me has had, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And in 2022, you're struggling. So clearly, there's something missing. People are still
there's still
that stigma. There is still that fear.
Yeah.
And I think as you mentioned, you said that both of you have very strong family values. Of
mm-hmm.
course, you're going to be scared
yes.
that you're that. Anything about yourself could possibly put what you have with your family at stake.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I mean, for me as well, it was about my family. I mean, I think once they knew, then I felt like actually anyone could know, you know,
mm-hmm.
sort of it was really about that build up. Because even for me, although you're talking about your time and how, you know, how difficult that was, I wouldn't say mine was an easier one, but I felt maybe there was more... It was more talked about, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or something more, you know, because time by then, you know, sometimes some more time had passed. But still, I remember coming out to myself when I was 17. when I started putting all the jigsaw puzzle pieces together, you know, and finally sort of realized myself. I was 17, which is quite young, sort of, you know, but I spent 3 years keeping it to myself, you know. It was my family only found out 3 years later. And I remember the build-up and the pressure and the worry and the many long chats with my best friend, you know, totally worried and terrified of how am I going to say this? How mm-hmm. am I going to come out? How am I, you know, going to tell my family? So it really is about the family. I mean, it's a really big, you know, step.
It's a big burden to have to carry.
Yes, it is. It is. It's really, and I think maybe like in your case, and you were carrying so much, where they knew already, but you were still carrying that huge burden, that huge heaviness.
True, change. And this is why our work is so important.
Yeah. Yeah,
because, you know, this is what keeps coming to mind. When I worked with children in detention, I always kont najtli li nifsi, u minni saqsini fej taħdem, najdilu mara, jiena nidġiena ta' drittijiet tat-tfal, jiena l-vuċi tat-tfal, jiena nagħti vuċi li m'għandux vuċi. Sakemm iltqajt ma' l-eċċellenza. L-eċċellenza għalmitni, sabiħ tkun il-vuċi tat-tfal, imma kemm hu iżba. You empower the child to find their own voice and use their voice.
I think that's something that you guys have done really, really well. I think this is particularly due to your energy and passion for activism, Angie, is that you have made strides and fought for things. Because there was one particular, was it an anti-gay marriage rally that you protested against the rally itself, right?
Right, two of us. Two of us. Dan Kane, before the
signing of marriage.
Gay marriage.
Gay marriage.
Dik kienet saret protesta l-belt minn aqdid varji. We tried getting the community to go in Valletta unkunu parti minn dil protesta dik kienet kontra l-gay marriage, you know? U ħadd marit jidħol għalija. So there was a friend of mine, Pete Farrugia, persona li ħalla pad kbir fuq l-ħajja tiegħi, biddil ħajti. Hemm daqal li Angie, we need to protest, we need to be there. Qatlu, Pete, I totally agree with you. You know, let's go. U preparajna żewġ placards, wieħed kienet tajt God is love, u l-oħra kienet tajt about God as well, but let's focus on God is love. U morna dil-protesta, you know, Pete, and you know, bis. But then another woman joined us, she's an activist, miex mill-LGBT world, but she's a real activist in Malta, Maria Pisani, and another French guy, Habib Tana, li kien Malta. U dal-French guy kellu an umbrella, brown umbrella, li fil-protesta għatmana hekk bl-umbrella. And that umbrella kienet qisha, you know, an umbrella shielding us from what was happening around us. Mm-hmm. We were the only people carrying placards that spoke about God and love. And u kien hemm hekk ballajjat u, you know, comments, not nice comments. But the nice thing hija li din il-protesta daret mal-belt u waqfet f'punt fej bdew l-speeches li ma kienux speeches bir. U aħna qadna hemmhekk with the placards. And I remember media people that were present, għax tinsiex, you know, sometimes people jaraw kek, you know, b'xar qasir, you know, and looking all rough and tough. I love my style, I love my hair like this. Ma kieku kellek is-saqsini. We were there at the protest, but in front of a crowd of people, you know? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a pleasant. Jiena niftakar feeling my legs jelly at one point, because people were shouting words at us. You know, very horrible, but they weren't nice things. Ma xorri ta' tħossok, like, it kun hemm a degree of fear, taf kif? But I remember, li il-media people għamlu line between the crowd and us, kienem min kien għarkub teħta par setiħt inna l-fotos, and kienem photographers li għallu na, we're not moving from here. So at least you have us. We're going to be your barrier. U baqaw maħna, you know, dil-protesta emmek, il-media li kienet ġiet biex, you know,
to cover the rally, and they were covering you instead.
They were supporting us. Zaw ħadd minnhom ma kien minn l-LGBT world, but għadni niftakar x'ħassejt meta kelli dan nies qudiemi. Next day kienet il-gay marriage bill.
Yes.
U kien hemm ċelebrazzjoni l-belt. Uniftakar daħlin il-belt, jino għaru kifet tindunaw. Għar, hija persuna iktar diskreta minni. You know, we walked into Valletta, u l-media people kif rawna ġejjin, they ran up to us, u minn juħdinna komment, u minn juħdinna ritrat. And I said, like, illallu, għana għanamlu whole evening with media, you know, jidru għarajna tilalle. But this, u bat spiegħajt illar, dawnu mal-media that yesterday they shielded us in the protest, you know. Għalija kien importanti li morru emmek dakinar biex għalix ħafna nis jaħsbu li if you're in, from the LGBT world, min tix spiritual, min tix religious, which is not the case, again, no. You know. Aħna lina għallaw importanti. Ħafna, ħafna. U l-sfortuna hija li mhux kull knisja, mhux kull saċerdot, mhux kull religious jgħinek fil-mixja tiegħek. Imma da bħal kull ħaġa oħra, you know? Aħna hemm postijiet ftit fejn nafu li we can go and pray and we feel accepted, we feel Knisja Kattolika, ta' ġifi Roman Catholic. Yeah. Ma mhux kull. Imma da emmin jortok ma jortok, you know?
I think it's usually that gay people feel rejected by the church rather than that they are rejecting the church.
Yes.
Yes, I think, yes. It starts off by feeling rejected. So then I think most people decide that it's easier not to be part just because it hurts so much to be rejected. I mean, we talk a lot about marriage and so on, and it does hurt that...
We cannot get married in a church.
For example. Yeah. Because, you know, I think we've had the choice, we'd want
of course.
But totally.
Because
of, you know, reality and the way things are, we cannot. So...
But it's such a beautiful message that on that placard you said you had God is love. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it in the news and thinking, right on, that's exactly what needs to be said right now. Because amongst all these, the anti-gay sentiment and whatever, it's political, it's historically political. There's a lot going on in that message. But at the end of the day, you're going against that message that you think you're pushing, that God loves the gays, hates the gays, whatever, but God doesn't accept you and we don't accept you because the Bible says this and says that. So to really just hit them back with that message of, no, actually, God is love and what we share between us is love.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
Look, for me, it was important to mention this element of spirituality because even though situation, things changed, like, you know, but... The religious element is still very much part of the value chain, values of the family, of like, you know, so adajem fi s-soċjetà tagħna. Ġifieri, u jiena naf li dan huwa, you know, this idea that if you're from the LGBT world, God doesn't love you and, you know, and all this, importanti li minna li ħalla u importanti, irrit jifem li Alla jħobbok kif int, you know? Seriously, God loves you as you are. You're his creation. So, hemm ħafna vuċijiet li, you know, are loud in our faces. Jekk tħobb l-Alla ma sax tagħmelek, jekk inti jekk patatam, patata. You know, so like, and because at the end of the day, you don't want anyone accepting you ta'. You need to accept yourself. The moment you accept yourself, that's when everyone around
because
you starts
then accepting you. It's true.
Am I correct?
I think you're very correct because I think we always live, with this thing of you can't do that, you can't do that. Will they accept me? But I think that it's true. There's a real beauty in accepting yourself because when you accept yourself, you own it. You own who you are, you know, and then you choose, you make choices. I really believe in making choices, you know, and then you can decide what you want to do. But it's not someone imposing something or someone telling you can't do that. Do you know what I mean? It's when you accept yourself, things do fall into place. I'm not saying that things are going to be smooth sailing all the time, but you get to decide.
Yeah,
you know, and I think when you're coming out and there's a journey and so on, you're always worried that other people have to decide. Other people tell you, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
You know what I find fascinating? I'm going to give you a really random example, but there was an article on one of the social media sites that Miss Puerto Rico yes. and Miss Venezuela got married.
We saw that.
And someone commented and said, okay, I think this was on Twitter. It wasn't even on the original post, but they said kind of like, okay, congratulations. But I don't see why we have to say congratulations to them for doing something that people do every day, which is true.
Very.
But then obviously when you know that something like that is not covered in the media, where it's the last place you would expect yes. to find a case like that, where all the love reality shows are all, you know, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, they're all straight couples. You don't see any gay couples, you know, it's like gay love doesn't exist. And you say like, well, people don't seem to think that being gay is a big deal, so why am I making it such a big deal about myself? But in reality, the people who say it's not a big deal, they won't acknowledge anything outside of being straight. So accepting yourself, because this has come out in every podcast so far, and I can say this now after having recorded a few of them, where, you know, we always end by saying you need to accept yourself, you need to come to terms with who you are, embrace yourself, and everybody else will follow suit. And I think it's very true, but it's that where you say, okay, yes, I'm gay, and this is a part of me, and everybody's going to have to accept it. You have to go through the process. The process is really important because, yes. and I mean, you're the psychotherapist, not me. But I feel like even while I was going through the process, there were a couple of people who were telling me, it's okay, you're gay, it's fine. Like, calm down. And it's like, no, but I need to like discover the side of myself and I really want to be in touch with it. And yes. I want to understand everything that's going on in my head. And it can be a very confusing time, but that process is really important to getting to that mm-hmm. point where you say, I don't care about what other people think.
I think it's like you're saying, you can't skip that stage because you need to go through it yourself. Like, people can around you can tell you, yes, of course, like your brothers, and they knew. If had you gone to them 5 years ago, they might have told you, yes, we know, but maybe you wouldn't have been ready to tell yourself, I'm okay with being gay. So
hence reason why we still need gay pride.
Yes, same thing, yes.
You know, this gay pride wasn't easy at all for me personally, because I was surrounded with people, they were challenging, you know, gay pride. You know, the story of each gay pride every year, where I have to explain to people what gay pride is. Why do we need gay pride? Because usually, I'm sorry to say it, it is the white, straight, privileged people. We don't need gay pride, we don't need this and we don't need that.
You are not part of the we. You might not need it, but we do, so.
Exactly, yeah. And I always explain to people, hey, that's our safe space. You are coming in our space. If you're coming there to say criticizing, we have that all year round. For me, gay pride is a protest, a celebration. Yes, so protest and celebration. And, you know, even in our Rainbow Families Network, I always, you know, we always emphasize and inform the children, because we go together. We go, you know, with our banner, like, because we're very proud that in Malta we have this network of families where, you know, it's a safe space even for the children, you know. Mux kullim kien fl Europa hemm dan il-network. Matana ek u vera feeling sabir. So I always said the children, so why we're going there, you know, għalfejn tara nis lebsin, you know, ċertu ilbis, ilbis tal-gay pride, ċertu kostumi, ċertu very strong messages through the clothes the people are wearing. Hemm raġuni, għala, dan ħadd ma jaħroġ fit-triq biex joqgħod jitkessa, there is a reason, there is a message. You know, sekk inti ħadd qod tiġi, il-gay pride. And this year, jekk kien partikolari, għax kelli grupp ta' nies madwari.
At that the event itself?
Mhux exactly at the event, ħanajdu hekk. At the event and outside the event, fejn people were challenging, mhux lili personali, ma I form part of the community.
Yeah,
if you challenge the community, honey, you're challenging me. Din oħra. Toħodix personali, imma intom. I'm sorry, intom hija jien, you know? So, you know, dak il-kuntesta, Uma, no, Uma, I'm part of Uma, you know? Ġifiri, u għatem bżon. And this is why we cannot take for granted, kdin semenja before, għanna liġijiet kolla, and we're blessed, and I say thank you to whoever was involved li għanna dan liġijiet, imma jimma neħx bil-liġi, jina neħx man nis. U nis barra, no, I'm sorry, għadu mumiex lessi, għax anka titkellem fuq a difficulty that you experience. And people say like, but now it's different. Yes, it is different, but we're not there yet. Yes. There's still a lot to do. And this is why we work very hard. Mm-hmm. They work a lot and a lot and a lot. You know, I'm zon haf niktar. Especially at Faltana. You know, especially al komunità trans. Li, emmek għandek difficultajiet, ħaf nikbar, taf kif, ġifiri, hemm ħafna xi jsir. But we'll get there, għax people like us exist, you know, and we started the fight, and we will continue, you know, imma this is the next step now. Educate, the educational bit, forsi xi darba naslu f'punt li ngħidu ara. We're going out there to celebrate. U tiġi waħda middejs li niċċelebraw, għana meta niċċelebraw human rights, jien meta niċċelebraw so many days, ħafna. Ma jsirx march, ma jsirx protesta, you know, ma jsirx ħaġa jew oħra, imma gay pride għada hemm bżonna because society out there għata għanda bżon tisma l-leħen tagħna tal-gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's placing people. So when people say things and they challenge you on where we stand as a community and what we need, they are in a position of challenging when they should be in a position of understanding. They should not be challenging us on what we need. Mm-hmm. But they should be asking us, what do you need?
Yeah.
What is missing? So you have gay pride. What can we do to make this a bigger celebration?
Yes.
Shutting up is the first step, probably. Yes,
I think we go back at the very beginning. You mentioned a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. I think this is what happens again. A sense of entitlement for something you don't form part of.
Yes.
And this is, you know, this is where many assumptions happen then.
But what do you mean it's not for me?
Yes, you know, so there's a lot of this like, yes, laws are in place. It's true they are in place, but when you are living, the one living it, then things are a bit different, you know? So, yeah, hopefully with education, this can move forward. And with I think with people sharing genuine stories as well, in the sense where, you know, I don't know why this is popping to my mind, but for some reason, when people know someone, when they know who you are, let's say they know us as a couple, they tend to have less of a problem because they've taken time to get to know me as Ariane and you as Angie and know us. So the fact that we're gay and we're together doesn't bother them. But if they talk about a gay person in general or the gay community, you know, sort of a very general thing, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. there shouldn't be, but in the sense what I'm trying to say is that get to know the human first and then, because when people get labeled, oh, you're gay, and that's it. They're just a gay person.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many more to that.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm trying to differentiate, that when people get to know you as who you are, what you do in your daily life, what you do as a job, they know you. So, you know, then being gay is just part of you.
Yes.
Another part, just like, you know, you're a musician, you're a mom, you're a whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And with our mentioning, and life is all about relationships, you know? Because hearing her say, get to know the human. Yeah. You know, ħaġa waħda nixtieq nispiċċa biha, straight and plain. When I was young, forsi what was so different and what was missing, jew forsi ma konċ naf biħjien, kienu support.
Mm-hmm.
Support system, support. I think now that's a very big, that's different. Aw ħafna support. For example, jina nara l-ġit kbir li jisir fi Rainbow Families Network. You know, so I encourage people out there, look out for, because there's a lot of support. There's Dragma Parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, Rainbow Support Services, tal MGRM, Azaza. There's a lot of support. We know of this place now, Rosa Queer, which is a beautiful space, you know, it's a very artistic, creative space. Em hafna support. Jekk tfittex ħassib, żgur xi ħaġa. So no one needs to live this difficult phase that you cannot do without. Da bħad deb, għadda minn ġannar. jekk ma jgħaddix minn dak il-proċess, qas jkollok an end result of something precious, you know? So, but no one needs to live this phase alone. There is support.
Yes.
I would be very happy to support people because that's what I do on a daily basis, you know? So,
yes.
Ariana.
Yes, I think my final message is sort of what I've been saying all along. This thing of, like you said, Diane, you do have to go through this journey, but, you know, and embrace it. That's what I would want to say. Embrace your own journey. It's yours. It's your journey. And you're discovering yourself. And things might get tough, but I think, you know, there are good times as well. Sort of, you know, you can get to a place where you're feeling confident about yourself, who you are, and that, you know, it's now has become a part of who you are. You know, I think it's about coming to a point where you can embrace the whole of you and really, you know, and live as you are. You know, that's what I want to share. That, you know, while, until you get there, it might be tough, but it will be really amazing after that, or it can be really amazing.
Thank you so, so much for coming here today and sharing your story. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to More Than Friends. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your platform of choice to get notified about our next episode. If you or someone you know is struggling with their sexuality, there's help out there. ARC, Richmond Foundation, and MGRM offer support services for people of all ages.